presented by Google.
It's Tuesday morning. I'm Olivia Reingold, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. The big thing to watch for today is the Senate GOP counterproposal to President Joe Biden's infrastructure plan. They're expected to present that offer to the White House today. But first, the latest on some internet drama with potential to have real repercussions for the once frontrunner of the New York City mayoral race. You might think that a man who once said this,
critical race theory is simply a new attempt at segregation.
And a man who once said this,
I grew up the son of immigrants, and I had many racial epithets used against me as a kid.
Might not have a lot in common, but one of those guys, Stephen Miller, the former Trump advisor behind controversial immigration policies like the so-called Muslim ban, has been tweeting up a storm for Andrew Yang, the guy who, in the long run, wants to give you $1,000 a month, but for now wants to be New York City's next mayor. Yang, who was immediately a frontrunner in the New York mayoral race, is now dropping in the polls. The latest numbers, which dropped yesterday from Pix11 News and Emerson College, show Yang now in second place, tied with Scott Stringer, the city's comptroller who's fighting sexual misconduct allegations. Now, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is in the lead, pulling a few points ahead of both Yang and Stringer. And now, Yang has a new problem to face, admiration from Miller, a Trump world figure reviled by the left for his hardline takes on immigration. Over the past week, Playbook has counted 10 tweets from Miller in favor of Yang, like this one from over the weekend, saying, quote, at Andrew Yang is right to focus on the fast-growing crime menace in NYC. Time to empower the NYPD to make New York safe again. Another, sandwiched between a retweet in support of the Keystone XL pipeline and a tweet condemning the surge of migrants arriving at the southern border, seemed to portray Yang as a moderate and alternative to the progressive politics of AOC. We're learning this morning that the Yang campaign would rather not have Miller in their camp. One Yang campaign aide told the Playbook team it's hurting Yang's run and that they think Miller must know that. They told us, quote, it's making people question why people like Andrew Yang. And that questions are starting to come in from supporters like this, quote, why is this happening? What is happening? Since the tweets began early last week, Playbook sources say the campaign has been inundated with questions from volunteers who want to know what's up with the unlikely admiration for Miller, who also helped engineer Trump's family separation policy at the border. Meanwhile, online, progressives are starting to come for Yang over the mysterious alliance. This could hurt Yang because in order to win, he needs a coalition of voters under 45, base Democrats, and some progressives. And Yang's campaign fears that Miller's praise will turn off, quote, normie Dems. The Yang aide told us, quote, Stephen Miller doesn't endorse normal Democrats. Well, we asked Stephen Miller about this, and here's what he said. First, he totally shrugged off the Democratic claim that perhaps he's trying to sink Yang's bid via tweet. The theory we've heard is that maybe Miller is secretly working for Adams, the newly minted frontrunner and retired NYPD officer. Miller shrugged that assertion off, telling us, quote, I would never play that game. If I was working for a candidate, I would very publicly be working for that candidate, full stop. Miller claims he's just an observer and that he's interested because what happens in New York politics affects the rest of the country. He said, quote, as much as I disagree on issues with Yang, I've admired that he's taken on positions antithetical to the progressive left in a very progressive primary. He also says that Yang, the son of immigrants and a pro-sanctuary cities candidate, has barely waved off his support. Miller said, quote, he hasn't made any real significant attempt to distance himself from Republican praise, which suggests to me that he, as an individual, understands that there's a lot of independent voters in the primary. Here's what's happening in Washington today, starting with the White House. President Joe Biden will receive the president's daily brief at 9 a.m. Then he'll leave the White House at 9:40 a.m. for Detroit, arriving about 2 hours later, just before noon, after which he'll go tour a Ford facility for electric vehicles. He'll deliver remarks at the Ford Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan at 1:40 p.m. He'll leave Detroit just before 4 p.m., getting back to the White House at 5:30 p.m. Back in D.C., the White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials will brief at 10:15 a.m. Meanwhile, Press Secretary Jen Psaki will be traveling with the president today on Air Force One during his trip to Michigan. Over on Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans are expected to present a new proposal to the White House on infrastructure. Senators Shelley Moore Capito and Pat Toomey, along with other Republicans, will meet with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and White House Legislative Affairs. The House will meet at 10 a.m. and take up a variety of bills, including the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. House Dems and the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus will hold a news conference on the bill at 10 a.m. The Senate will meet at 10 a.m. to take up a bill called the Endless Frontier Act that would transform the U.S. research system to make it more competitive with breakthroughs coming out of China, with a recess from 12:30 p.m. to 2:15 p.m. That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. And don't forget to subscribe to Playbook Deep Dive, our new show that drops every Friday morning. I'm Olivia Rheingold. Thanks. See you first thing tomorrow.
Google's free resources are designed to help millions of small businesses get the most out of digital tools, from free online trainings and tutorials to on-demand classes through Grow with Google. In these digital workshops, small business owners can learn how to connect with customers through Google Search and Maps and how to keep them informed of any changes to their business, like updated hours and information about reopening. Explore Google's free tools for small businesses at google.com/grow.